Hey, welcome to the Happy Rant Podcast. I am Ted Kluck, joined, as always, in studio by my good friends, my partners in radio, my partners in morning drive time radio, Barnabas Piper and Ronald J. Martin. Boys, we have some fun things to discuss this morning, but before we do, Piper, let's do a little business. Let's pay some bills.
This is morning drive time. We need to specify who has which persona, you know, because there's the morning drive time personas.
Yeah. What would your morning drive time persona be? This is good.
Well, I feel like, the three key, you got like the host. Well, you're clearly the host. I feel like you're lacking a little bit of the cigarette gravel in your voice.
Yeah, yeah. I could do it again. Let me. It would be like more over the top, more aggressive. We'd have to all use nicknames, right?
Or, but yeah. But I've heard those dudes that are like super mellow and kind of have that sort of that golden throated, like,
yeah, that's true.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning on, you know what I mean? Like that whole, like, yeah. We're here to soothe you on your morning commute, you know?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning on,
that was kind of your vibe this morning, Big T.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a cool,
that has a strong, like, that has a strong, like, moody radio vibe. Yeah, like the Christian talk radio. The more obnoxious one is like sports talk or like the morning, you know, country station show where it's all talk and no music.
Yeah, welcome to 97.1 WENS. I'm the jock, joined by the douche and the hipster. You know, like, everybody's got a nickname.
Exactly.
Everybody
wanting to go back to bed. You know,
exactly. Please, everybody's save me from this.
We listen to podcasts to avoid this stuff. Why are we doing this?
Exactly.
We do always release these podcasts like at ungodly early hours. So there might be people who are listening on their morning drive time and we just, you know, made them drive into a stanchion or something.
That's true.
I like it. Yeah. We should do an all morning drive episode with like some stings and some, you know, some kind of preloaded like little bits. I don't know. We should actually not do that. It sounds miserable.
Yeah, that sounds awful. You know who we're missing on this show is the laughing guy, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the laugher.
Yeah, because the main guy makes jokes that aren't funny, and then one guy just cackles like a hyena. And then you've got like the kind of off the wall. He's the one who always says the inappropriate stuff. He's on the verge of suspension by the radio station, but also everybody kind of likes him. Yeah. I feel like we kind of have that going, but only a little bit. And we're all more the straight man than the laughing guy. So,
dude, you guys, listening to that kind of morning radio. Like we had these personalities, these comedians, Bob and Tom. They were like germane to the Indianapolis market when I was growing up, but then they got like nationally syndicated when I got older. But I would listen to those guys like every morning.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah. So I have deep reverence for morning drive radio.
Mm. It does have its place, doesn't it?
Like you have your coffee, you're just sleepy, man. You're kind of still down in it. You turn that thing on. It's like, all right, this gets my mind off of the stuff I don't want my mind off.
Yeah.
Well, dude, and I'll say this too to that point. And we don't want to maybe get too deep into the weeds of this, but like there was something more communal about it in that X percentage of people in your city were all listening to the same show at the same time. Whereas now there's 2 billion podcasts. Everybody's listening to different stuff at different times. There's less like, overlap, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're saying like, man, you could go, you go to the office, you get your first cup of coffee, and you're talking about what the dude said on the morning show because you all just listen to it.
Well, yeah, totally. Or you go to school, you know, hey, did you hear Bob and Tom this morning or whatever? And there was a sense of like community in that now that we're all consuming different things at different times, it lacks, but...
Do you think anybody walks into their 11th grade class and goes, hey, did you hear the Happy Rant this morning?
I mean,
dude, no, but I had another.
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, if it's a normal school, you know.
I mean, dude, let's be honest.
I had another completely rando student come up to me, though, and just be like, hey, I've been listening to you guys for years. I love the show. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, crazy how that happens. But,
Before we get to business, Ted, I just need to relay one quick morning radio thing to you that you will very much appreciate. The sports talk radio in Minneapolis on KFAN, which used to be AM 1130 when I was growing up. I think, I don't know what it is now, but they their morning show host is the former long snapper for the Vikings.
Oh, Mike Morris,
Mike,
dude.
Mike Morris.
Yeah.
Who decided while he was a long snapper to take on the persona of the nickname the Superstar. Totally ironically, because he has, you know, kind of the most innocuous position and made jokes about kind of always having his head up his own rear end, et cetera. And, but he is still the morning show host. And yeah, he's like the big, loud gravel. He's also kind of a muscle head now and whatever. But it's a persona you would love.
He was weirdly, I loved this persona when he played because he was like, most long snappers are, you know, they're kind of smaller. They're not super noticeable. But Mike Morris, despite just being a long snapper, like he wore a huge neck roll, huge pads. He was super yoked and steroidal. Like he really leaned into like the pro wrestling kind of persona, even though he played a kind of forgettable position. So
yeah.
Shout out Mike Morris if you're listening.
And his sidekick in that is called Meat Sauce. So
yeah,
that's also fun.
Very What's standard. A long snapper, man? I'm lost, obviously, and I hate that word, but what is it?
Yeah, hey, this is Ronnie being too cool for football.
Yeah, no, I know.
Newsflash.
You can't get over that fact, but you just said the word long snapper with a straight face, so what is it?
Well, I'm not going to explain it to you, baby, because clearly you don't care.
Pipe with the long snapper?
Pipe
explains it's the guy who snaps for field goals and for punts. So the guy looks back between his legs and snaps the ball further back than like the normal center who snaps the ball to the quarterback. Did any of that make sense to you?
Position he has too for all that money, but
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that was it. So this morning show brought to you by KFAN and long snappers everywhere, as well as Mere Agency. Our favorite web building, web designing partners. They're the ones who do our site and my site. They've also done Midwestern Seminaries for the churches, the Getty Music site, Tim Challey's site. They did the Village Church site. So if you're a big fan of Matt Chandler, our very own Matty Chan, big fan of the podcast. They did Banner of Truth site, so they can go very much more sort of serious, cut and dry, because Banner of Truth never does anything flashy. But if your church, your organization, they specifically like to work with churches, Christian organizations, anybody who is in gospel ministry is looking for a website revamp, redesign. They also offer great support. I had an issue on my site recently that an update happened, it crashed, and they had it fixed probably within an hour. I mean, and that all happened via email, their service portal. So they're awesome. If you go to mereagency.com, you can see all their info. There's a contact request where they'll work out quotes, see what you're looking for. But then if you mention Happy Rant, they will actually give you a 20% discount off the monthly service fee henceforth and forever. So, it's ongoing savings, not just a one-time purchase. So again, if you decide to go with them, say, hey, I heard about you through the Happy Rant, they'll give you the 20% discount. Ronnie, this is a great opportunity for you to update Substance Church site. Matt, their host, says he would just be thrilled to work with you. So
not that it needs it, and the fact that we just finished a new site like 10 minutes ago. Other than that, we'll get ready.
Let's have a look at it. I want to see it.
The irony is that Emmanuel Church's website is the one that needs the overhaul, and Matt is poking at you, which is great fun. So
do we ever really need an overhaul on a website when you think about it? We overhaul it, and all
as
we
much
have
as no one
colors
looks at
on it, and like that's really all that changed.
Here's the thing. Like, it's one of those things that if you have a crappy one, it's a real problem. If you have a perfect one, it's a lot of work to keep up. So you need to find like the simple middle where it has all the pertinent information, but you don't have to mess with it a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Whatever that means.
So,
yeah. With you.
So go to mereagency.com. If your church, your organization is looking for a website, Matt and his team are awesome. Mention Happy Rant at 20% off. Our second sponsor is Dwell Bible App, as you will be well familiar. It is an audio Bible app we've partnered with for a long time. So if you're looking for a way to get more scripture into your life in all of the kind of parts of life where it's hard to sit down and read, so commuting, running, while doing chores, while shoveling snow if you're in the Midwest, or mowing the lawn if you're in the Deep South, or whatever it is that you do, Dwell is a great option. They have a Lent plan right now that'll actually walk you through a designed Lent listening plan to walk you up to Holy Week and Easter. That's a great feature. Multiple narrators, multiple Bible versions, music backgrounds, the whole gamut. So check them out. Go to dwellapp.io/happyrant. You can get a 10% discount off of their annual subscription or a 33% discount off their lifetime subscription, which is a great deal. You pay less than $100 up front, and then you have access to them as they continue to build out, develop, etc., forever and ever and ever. So again, dwellapp.io/happyrent. Check them out as well.
Piper, good business. Let's talk about something else that Ronnie Martin is too cool for. Toby Mac, DC Talk. One of our listeners put something in front of us this morning, boys. He said, at Happy Rant Pod, a new one by Toby Mac, looking hipster Gramp style, at Ronnie J. Martin being the music guy, ... thoughts. Should we watch this video together?
We certainly can.
And this will be the first, you know, again, not to break news on the program, but this is primarily a news program. This will be the first time in recorded human history that Ronnie Martin has ever listened to a DC Talk song. So he managed to navigate through like 6 decades of working in the Christian music business right alongside DC Talk while never listening to one of their songs.
Well, it's just not difficult. It's not difficult at all.
Well, and it is if you grow up in certain church contexts. Like every week I would walk into the youth room for a 2 or 3 year window, and like there was guaranteed to be a playlist that involved Stephen Curtis Chapman, Jeff Moore in the Distance, DC Talk, Audio Adrenaline, The Newsboys.
Yeah, but like, Pipe, like my youth days were over when their first album dropped.
Sure. So
there's that, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You're.
I'm the old man. I'm the guy that looks like Toby Mac on the pod. You know. So.
Yeah, maybe it is just a time window thing. You were a child of the '80s. I was a child of the '90s, and maybe that's the difference.
Yeah, but, it just overlapped. I mean, yeah, I'm not. It's not a snobby thing for me. I've literally never heard a Toby Mac song solo, and I've literally never listened to a DC Talk song. I'm sure I've been someplace where it's been playing, and I had no idea it's them because I don't know. So
I'm surprised you never like played a festival or whatever that they were playing and had to have some like green room interaction.
Oh, well, no, we did, T. I mean, for sure. But like they were playing the main stage in front of 60,000 people, and we were playing the side stage in front of like 3,000 people. So that was the qualitative.
3,000, a little generous, difference. But you know, yeah.
I mean, but no, I mean, honestly, I'm trying to be humble. So.
Oh, okay. We were playing the side stage in front of 13,000 people.
I said 3.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Boy, T, you're just having it out with me, man. We got to figure out where this passive aggression's coming.
I'm having it. We're doing it, man.
I don't know where it's coming. You've been hanging out with Barty or something. I don't know where it's coming from, man. So, dude, we'll have to talk this out after the pod, man.
Well, let's do it, baby. Let the healing begin. Baby, are you a little thin from the political chapter still? Are you a little wounded from how I use the huh thing? Like,
baby,
I'm
I'm not thin. I'm not a thin guy.
Baby, you are a thin guy, though. You're a 4. You're the thinnest guy.
I'm not a thin 4, though. I'm just not, man. I know. It's rough,
I think you actually are thin.
Okay.
Is that different
baby,
than scrawny?
You can talk to Barty or you can talk to Big R. You have your choice. You
know? I'm talking to Big R right now. Barty's okay. Not on the program.
Okay.
Okay. Piper, are we going to watch this video together? What are we going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I've got the tweet pulled up where Cody Anderson shared it with us. Thank you, Cody, longtime listener. And I'm ready to hit play on it. So
yeah, let's do it.
How loud are we turning this thing up? Like, are we just gonna barrage our listeners with noise from all of our mics?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I'm not playing. I'm listening, so I can monitor the volume. Go for it.
All right, I'm just gonna hit go on this thing and see what happens.
Yeah, I did the same.
I'm wondering how many ads are on this. Oh, it says video unavailable. That's great. Hold on. This is
okay. I'm looking at it right now.
I'm getting an ad for a really cozy home that I'm now skipping.
Not to do spoilers, but I want to talk about what it opened with, which is steam.
Yeah, it has
steam
a very strong
and a street. Yeah,
it's a very strong Carmen vibe. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, I was gonna go DeGarmo and Key, but I think it's both and.
Yeah, also a little bit of
there's really no distinction between them.
Also a little bit of I think Rick Astley.
Yeah. Now, Cody Anderson kind of built Toby Mac as hipster grandpa in this, but I'm going to say that he looks young. He looks younger than I thought he would look. He's doing some Tom Cruise running right there.
Yeah, what's with like the like monks meet dementors walking around the corner? Ronnie, you're really missing out by not watching this.
Well, I don't. Where do I find it? I mean, I'll watch it if I can.
I texted it to you, and you responded. It's in the Happy Rant text thread.
All right, let me see.
Piper, what do we think about Toby Mac's like sprinting form? How fast do we think he is?
I think it's better than Harrison Ford at the same age.
Okay.
Not as good as Tom Cruise at the same age.
Yeah, that's a good. A good categorization.
I put him video unavailable too for me. It's not
weird.
You get click over. It should direct you to YouTube. It has a strong Keanu Reeves running vibe. So like,
yeah,
it's a little stiff, but also like, okay, it looks like a former athlete.
What is it? Is it a video or is it just like him talking about something?
No, it's a music video.
Oh, yeah. It's a music video. Gotcha. Okay.
And he also, so he goes between like. The guy who's a little too old to be at the skate park look to a guy from the Peaky Blinders, if you've seen that show.
Yeah, totally.
Like, he looks like a Peaky Blinders character.
He's doing Peaky Blinders, and then he's doing, like, old guy at the skate park.
Yeah.
He kind of has, like, 1930s,
yeah,
40s.
Which is a good look for him. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, and now Peaky Blinders are you at the tent revival part yet?
Oh, yeah. Just got there. Also, I have a question, not to take it to this place, but why are all the, like, monks black guys? Is he trying to make a statement here? Is this like some kind of
maybe we need to 20, listen to the lyrics? Thing, or? That sounds potentially painful, though.
Yeah,
I wonder. Yeah, he's boy, he's really going for it. He needs a tie to fill out the full Peaky Blinders look. The open collar kind of ruins it.
Yeah, you're right, Pipe. I don't know. It's late night though at a tent revival. He's getting a little casual.
Yeah, I mean they got the whole. I've never seen a tent revival that looks like this. Like, you got hipsters on every instrument. You got, like, he's got, like, the gaudy socks. They all have the super, like, nice retro microphones.
He does look quite a bit younger when they switch from, like, Peaky Blinders to him wearing, like, the jean jacket look.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he literally, like, loses 10 years as soon as he puts that outfit on.
How old do we think this guy is in real life?
I think he's mid-40s.
Okay.
Oh, he's so got to be older than that.
Yeah, he wears it well.
I mean,
there's a really simple way to find that out. Let me.
Yeah, if only we had.
Yeah, he's got to be older than that because he was like an adult when I was a, you know, middle school.
Yeah, DC Talk got big in the early 90s and they were like early 20s. So he's got to be in his 50s.
You're right. You're right, Pipe. He's 56.
Huh.
So he's older than I thought. I thought he was around my age.
He would be so honored you thought he was in his mid 40s.
That's true.
Because he's trying so hard to look like he's in his mid-20s.
Well, he looks really good, so we can definitely say that, man. For 56, he looks fantastico. So,
yeah, and you know what's amazing? Is he doesn't look fake young. You know, right. Like, he doesn't have sort of like the artificially...
He doesn't look waxen, embalmed young. Yeah,
yeah, embalmed. That's the word I was trying to think of. It's too early. I'm not good at this morning show business.
Well, I mean, a guy like Mac has to keep it a little street, you know? Like, that's his vibe. So, like, he it's okay for him to look a little raw. You know, I mean,
I feel like rich Nashville mid 50s is like normal 45 though. Do we think he's rich? How do we think Toby Mac's doing financially?
He's doing fine, boys.
He's doing
fine. I think he also has the advantage of because he got into it early and kind of figured out the game. I think he probably has writer credit on like every DC Talk song to some, you know, at some level. So he's getting residuals for all of those youth groups that are still playing those songs and, you know, anybody who's ever cut any or sampled them or whatever. So I think
Toby
has been,
his solo thing has been ginormous. So he doesn't even need DC Talk. His solo thing's been so big. But yeah, but you're right, Pipe, man. He got to coming in everywhere, all corners.
Yeah, I think he's doing just fine, and which, you know, I guess if you're doing that fine, you can be the too old for the skate park guy, or the Peaky Blinders guy, or the tent revival Peaky Blinders guy. Like, you can go whatever direction you want.
Pipe, I want to go a minute on Peaky Blinders. Like, how much Peaky Blinders are you seeing in Nashville right now? Because I feel like it's off the charts.
You know, not that much. It's you see it at like weddings.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
because Nashville's a pretty casual town. There's not a lot of dressing up that goes on here.
Right.
And so you're going to see a lot more people who look like skate park Toby Mac than Peaky Blinders. But then when you get to like your barn wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Strong Peaky Blinders vibes everywhere. And nobody thinks they look sexier than a dude at a wedding who thinks he looks like a Peaky Blinders character.
Dude, you're so right. You can see like the self-satisfaction just like emanating from this guy.
It's okay, yeah, just a total strut like look. I'm a gangster from 1923.
I'm like half Conor McGregor, half Peaky Blinders. You know, in reality, I'm neither of those guys. But
In reality, I'm an unemployed songwriter who this is. Dude, spent all my money to like rent this suit.
Yeah, the barn wedding is the peak of my year. You know. Dude, shout out to like having a barn in Nashville. Like, if you bought a house in Nashville 25 years ago and it happened to have a barn on the property, like you just stepped into a gold mine and you didn't even know it. I just think if you have a barn, you're like stringing up some Christmas lights in it and hosting weddings. It's just, you know, doubling your income.
Or if not weddings, because apparently there's all sorts of insurance limitations. You're hosting music videos and Instagram influencer stuff where you're like, yeah, you can come do a Photoshop for $500 a day. And all you have to do is let the person show up. They pay you $500 and then you leave. And so I did a video, not a music video, but a Bible study training video. And it was at this old church south of Nashville on some dude's farm property. So an old Presbyterian church.
Wow.
And it cost something like $1,000 a day. It was a 2-day shoot. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that big for a production budget, but it's just like, he's just letting it fall apart. Like, you have to be careful where you walk or you'll fall through the floor. The pews are all in shambles, which is the look
you're
going
charm,
for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like, and then later, I saw it on the cover of an Alan Jackson album. It was part of his cover art. And so like, it's just an old broken down church that this guy happens to have on his property that he can make $1,000 a day for letting people shoot photos or videos there.
Easy money,
$1,000 a day, pipe.
Yeah,
unreal.
And I don't think he needs to have any of the like insurance and all that. Because like for weddings, you need to have certain bathroom situation, a certain insurance coverage, whatever. And you can pass along some of those expenses, but like it's you can get sued for stuff. And it's just like, yeah, he's basically just granting permission to walk around a dilapidated building. And I'm sure you sign a waiver that says, you know, if you step on a rusty nail, you can't sue me.
Dude, what happened to us culturally that like, we began to think that we can't get a photo taken anywhere else but a dilapidated barn? Like, how did we get here? I mean, that guy, like literally he woke up one morning and he was like, I'm going to be rich. It's like I won the lottery because I have this crappy building on my property. And every person between the ages of 15 and like 55 in Nashville, like has to have their picture taken there. It's a remarkable thing.
What's always funny to me too, about like those older artists that like, they attempt to do sort of the raw like landscape photos, is they're always like super decked out in like brand new clothing. It always cracks.
Oh, yeah.
Like even especially like old heavy metal bands that reconvene for a new record. And they're all super like their hair is super done. Like they want to have like this authenticity, and yet they look like they all just went shopping for new clothing.
Yes. And you can tell clothing looks new.
Right. And so like, so you have this like backdrop that's like really cool and raw and authentic, quote unquote. And then you got like him like wearing all of the latest like Wrangler garb kind of a thing, you know, you just go, okay, I don't know.
All right. Yeah.
You know, you should just be wearing what you were wearing like yesterday when you were running errands, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, if we're going for truly authentic, it should be running errands.
Yeah.
Running errands attire. Maybe we can like mainstream that a little bit.
It'll be our photo shoot, boys. Don't worry about it. We'll do it.
Do it a little running errands photo shoot.
I will say, maybe I owe you guys an apology. But when, remember the days when we could do live events way back when?
I barely remember. It's been 16 years.
Yeah. I don't think I ever bought a new item of clothing for any of those. I feel like maybe I let our listeners/viewers down.
What do you mean? When we did our live gigs?
Yeah, I never bought any new clothes for those.
I never did it. You're just keeping it authentic, pipe.
Yeah, but good, man. But I mean, maybe we're not doing the influencer thing properly. Maybe we failed.
Well, we need somebody to actually give us the new clothing, is what you're saying, so that we can promo for
them. Hey, Muskox, more clothes, right. Please.
Speaking of giving us new clothing, where are we at with missional wear? Let's talk a little business. Let's talk some apparel business.
I would say there's been a lapse in communication. And some follow-up is needed, and I will not point any fingers at who needs to be following up or where the lapse lies.
Hey.
But yeah, we'll leave it at that. We'll say, you know how in a contract dispute in sports, like they say, that the report is they've hit a snag,
Yeah, for sure.
I would say we've hit a snag, but I don't think it's insurmountable, but it will require some working things out.
We might need to go to arbitration, like in the 1990s baseball sense. We need an arbitrator.
Yeah, it's making me wonder if we should have had an agent involved instead of negotiating our own contract.
I think so. If we need to bring in Wolks to close the deal on this.
Wolks does merch deals.
This $55 deal, you know.
Andrew, if you're listening, you do merchandise deals? Because we could use some help on this one. We're not great negotiators.
No. I think we need a pro to close this deal. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that, to being back in the apparel business, no doubt. So Piper, you sent another one along. This is maybe the most straightforward title in YouTube history. it's really on the nose, or really on the chest, as it were. Pastor Punches Kid in the Chest. That's the title. And I played it as we were talking earlier this morning on our pre-show production meeting. I played it without the volume on, and I saw it, but I didn't hear his voice. How do we want to handle this?
Well, why don't I just give like the bullet pointed breakdown of the video, because this is an audio medium. I mean, we could play it, but I don't know. Maybe we'd get sued for that or something. So here we go. So for context, there is a pastor. We'll go nameless on this. It's very clearly like a fundamentalist kind of church. You can tell by the large white drape over the cross, and then the very sort of mid-90s banner in the background that said, "He who believes in me will live." So there's that going on. He's also wearing kind of that late 90s, early 2000s, like retail banker meets financial advisor garb. So black slacks, kind of a puke green shirt, and a what is that? Like a plaid tie that's a little too wide and a little too long. So dressed exactly like you'd think a fundamentalist preacher dresses. And basically, he tells the story about how there's this kid in the youth group who just is always clowning around, never taking things seriously, et cetera. And then, so one day this kid's fooling around, like when he's trying to talk about something serious. And he just very smugly is like, "So I wound up and I just plow, punched him as hard as I could in the chest, like put him on the ground." Like he's very smug about this whole thing. And he said, I looked at him and I said, "Ben, when are you going to stop fooling around and start taking God seriously?" And I led him to the Lord right there. And like, that's the whole story. So it was it's this pastor who very proudly describes harming a young man to lead him to Jesus.
And Pipe, doesn't he close by saying something into the effect of like, and that's what you have to do sometimes. Like,
sort of shrugs and he's like, "Man, sometimes that's what it takes."
Yeah, like that. Right?
Sometimes that's what it takes.
Violence. It takes violence sometimes.
Piper, I wanna go a minute on the actual punch, which he demonstrated in the video. It was a lot of arm. Form
it
wasn't
a lot
great.
More like throwing a curveball than punching somebody.
It did. Yeah. It was like that pitcher with a real like decidedly overhand delivery. It took a while to get the punch off. You know, if this kid was a counter puncher at all, I think he would have had an opportunity there.
Yeah, you kind of duck inside that, and you can hit him with a couple quick jabs while he's still winding up.
Yeah, it wasn't a great punch, but apparently, when you're punching a child, it was oddly
it was
effective.
Enough. Yeah,
yeah, I think it was enough. So, what are we doing with this, boys? Craziest evangelism tactics we've seen?
Well, I have a question first, Ted. So you have two boys who I'm sure they're occasionally rambunctious. If they were at church clowning around when the youth pastor is trying to get serious and he just takes it upon himself to punch them into salvation, like to beat Jesus into them, what would your response as a father be?
White hot rage. I mean, you know.
you would go give some lessons on punching?
I couldn't get to this guy's doorstep fast enough, would be my response. That would not go over well. Although, if our youth pastor did it, especially to Tris, I don't know that it would go well for him. So, our youth pastor is a smaller guy. He's a lightweight. But I think he's a listener too. So shout out our youth pastor. I'm sure you could do some damage.
But also the fact that he's a listener and that you're speaking positively leads me to believe he doesn't regularly beat children into
salvation. No, 100%. He would never do this. Yeah, he's good.
You can either beat him into submission or beat him into salvation, boys. I think that's what we're getting.
I mean, why not both?
That's like the tagline on the youth ministry page on their website.
Dude, that should be the name of our book. Why not both?
Why not both? I like that. That would work amazing if there were only two of us on the program, though.
Well, I mean, again, the irony. It's cool.
Oh, yeah. Do you think this pastor has ever been to one of those men's conferences with like the MMA rings, or like, you know, you could throw on the gloves, and like he's ever stepped into the ring with anybody who's a potential peer of his?
I mean, that's the rhetorical question of the decade.
Like. I don't think he's ever stepped into the ring.
Do you
with
think this is a true story, or do you think he's just talking out of his backside?
Now that's the question right there, man. And yeah. I would say, unfortunately, a dude like that wearing those clothes would only tell it if it was true.
Mm. Oh, really? We think all kind of crazy fundamentalist preachers are truth tellers? I was under a different impression.
I mean, I think anytime violence and the ability to look like tough and, you know, like an evangel, like just evangelistic and yeah, for sure, man. It's like, I mean, he's hoping, you know, he's hoping he can write a book on that, you know.
get a main stage gig on it. Yeah. He'll be main staging at T4G next year. I feel like if he's going to go full tough guy, though, he needs to change his look. Like, we could do something with a wardrobe. He needs to do what we were talking about before, which is get like a new set of clothes and then shoot the next video of this and like from behind a chain link fence or whatever.
That's common.
That would really put it over in terms of his getting a book deal. So, what are the odds he has a book proposal like in the works about this anecdote?
Oh, this is 100% the kind of guy who, so having worked in publishing, we had these conversations all the time. In fact, I had one recently when I was speaking somewhere. Somebody comes up and they go, so what does it take to get published? Like, I've written 3 or 4 books. They're really good. Uh-huh. Like, I'm a good writer. What does it take to get published? Like, what do I need to do? He's that guy. Like, he has, he has 6 manuscripts that he is certain will change the world if only somebody would give him a chance.
Yeah, one of them is like an allegorical novel. One of them is like, you know, just some straight nonfiction theology.
He's got one on the role of men and women that is just, to use Ronnie's favorite word, outright misogynistic. There we go. You know, it's like the working title is something like No Shoes in the Kitchen. You know, it's
No Shoes in the Kitchen.
That's awesome.
He's 100% got one of those in his queue. You know, he's got one that's called like Hard-Hitting Youth Ministry.
No Shoes in the Kitchen, such a great title, man.
No Shoes in the Kitchen, : The Happier Ant Essay Collection. Seriously, what are we calling our book?
No Shoes in the Kitchen, Babies in the Belly. I mean.
There we go. No Shoes in the Kitchen, Babies in the Belly. What was the other title you just came up with, baby? Why not both?
Why not both?
Yeah. Why not both, : A Happier Ant Essay Collection.
No Shoes in the Kitchen, Babies in the Belly, : Why not both?
Dude, actually, all kidding aside, I love both those. You're the title guy, baby. You got Bridezilla over the top with that title. And we need to trust your instincts on this.
Well, I don't know, baby. Oh, to Ted, trust anyone's instincts with Bridezilla.
Ted, speaking of y'all's books, we got a message from a listener. This is just a parenthetical who reached out, I think, to our Happy Rant Instagram account. Listeners, you can follow us on Instagram, and said I'm forgetting the title. Your book on idolizing the family.
Household gods.
So she's a single lady who said that even if nobody else read it, she read it and loved it and was so encouraged by it because of your sort of debunking of the family idolatry. So we have one listener who specifically wanted you to know, Ted, that Household Gods was awesome for her.
Pipe,
so there you
I
go.
Think you mean Focus Off the Family.
Focus Off the Family. Baby. I would be rich. I would be like the hipster barn guy in Nashville if we could have called it Focus Off the Family. $1,000 a day on that book.
Easy.
Man, what could have been, you know? Which is why we need to go with our gut on the title for this one. So why not both, or Barefoot in the Kitchen. These are our working titles.
Wait, no. What was it, Pipe, about the kitchen?
Barefoot in the kitchen, right?
No shoes in the kitchen.
No shoes in the kitchen. Yeah.
No shoes in the kitchen, babies in the belly, colon.
Why the happier not? Why not both? Oh, yeah, it works.
Oh, it's a threefer. He got all of those into one title.
Mm. I love it. Boys,
What are the odds that Harvest House goes for this title?
I mean, I think there's a good shot.
Mm.
I think there's a good shot.
I don't know.
I do. I do know. I know. Full
I do
well.
Know. And the answer is there's no way.
Might actually pull our contract if we propose those titles.
Let's take wait and see on that, boys. Let's not have to say yes or no right now. I want to live with that dream a little while longer. I don't want to have it shattered just yet. That's coming. That's coming in 2028 when the book drops. But you know, we'll get there. Pipe, should we wrap it so that we can get Ronald onto a Patreon before he has to dip?
Yeah, let's do this. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. Boys, we've done what we always do on this program, in that we've wandered to and fro throughout two videos. And until next time.
The Happy Rant is brought to you by Resonate Recordings. If you go to resonaterecordings.com, you can see the full range of services they offer. So if you're considering starting a podcast, they are the ones we recommend going with. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see their prices, to connect with them and ask any questions, and to see what they can do to help you launch, edit, master, and improve your podcast. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see what they can do to help you launch and improve your podcast.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.